huge bass. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. In Eye to Eye with Big Bass, Let Her Go, She Is Just Another Big Fish, author Robert Earl Woodard details the bass movements, behavior, and feeding patterns that factor into a successful catch and delineates his own lake construction and management practices, which he uses to grow trophy bass.
I built my own private lake. I employed different management skills that I thought that would grow trophy bass. I built the lake in 87, but not having any time due to all the work, I only started the management that I'm doing now in 2011. Since 2011, we've been able to harvest two bass over 16 pounds out of a 5-acre lake. That's the only lake in Alabama that has produced two over 16 pounds. Last year, I caught one that weighed 16.11, which actually broke the state record. But to get it certified, I was going to have to wait on a biologist to come and certify the fish, and I was afraid that she would die. So I weighed her on IGFA certified scales and had witnesses and released her. So we did not get that certified, but it was more important for us to release that fish because now, 1 year later, she's close to 19 or 20 pounds. The life of the fish was way more important than actually get it certified for a state record. That's where my interest turned over the last 6-7 years is actually growing big bass.
YouTube Robert Earl Woodard. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.